We're recognizing PCAs that belong to the California Association of Pest Control Advisors, making sure people understand what they do. Today, we're speaking with Paul Kraut. He's a PCA and a certified crop advisor known as CCA. He's with Helena Agra Enterprises, based in Templeton, California. In fact, in 2015, he was the CAPCA Member of the Year. Well, Paul, can you tell us how you became a PCA?
Well, that's a great question. Actually, I didn't grow up in an agricultural family, in a farming family. I've been a PCA for over 20 years now. I actually started out in school in microbiology as a pre-med major, and going through that whole process and decided that I didn't want to go to med school, and I learned about pest control advisors and the like at the time. And it's a very similar kind of mindset in, you know, troubleshooting, diagnosing diseases and problems and helping people. And so it was an easy pivot for me just because I'm kind of a science nerd. And had all the classes required, graduated from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. And got my license and went to work as a pest control advisor, working with farmers here in the Central Coast of California.
Paul, you're right. There are similarities between plant doctors and people doctors. Well, tell me what you'd like best about your job.
There's a lot of things about that I like about my job. It's, you know, for doing it for 20 years, it's the people. I love working with farmers. I love working with people who are doing something that they're passionate about. You know, growing food in my mind is probably one of the biggest ways to give back to the community. And I love being part of that. I love the challenge of being a pest control advisor, you know, diagnosing problems and helping growers, you know, produce some of the safest food in the world.
Well, Paul, tell me about this important approach to integrated pest management in controlling pests and diseases. You take a systems approach, look at all variables before bringing out a pest control product, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, actually. And it's interesting, too. I remember when I learned about IPM, or integrated pest management, back when I started in 1999. and I remember seeing a bumper sticker, and it said, you know, IPM and, you know, farming safely. And I was like, what is this? And really, it's evolved over time. And it is really the foundation of what a PCA does on a day-to-day basis. And I try to break it down when people ask me, well, what's IPM and you know, why do you choose, you know, pesticides or what, you know, what kind of decisions do you make? And really, to break it down, it's a decision tree. Do you remember, I mean, you remember those, you know, choose your own adventure books way back when? And so, if this, then this. And so if the way I look at it, we start out at the least impactful choice, which is to do nothing. If I'm out in the field, and let's just say, I like to use this example because most people understand it, you know, roses. Everybody understands roses. Roses gets aphids, right?
Yep.
So roses get aphids. And, you know, so I have a rose bush, and I'm looking at that rose bush, and I see an aphid. Okay, there's an aphid there. I know an aphid is a pest, but is there enough aphids there to cause damage to the plant? And I say, okay, there's one aphid. No damage. So you know what? I'm not going to do anything. Come back the next week. Now there's, you know, whole leaves are covered with aphids. Okay, you know, I think maybe I can, you know, there's enough aphids to do something here, but I don't really need to spray. What can I do? Oh, well, you know what? Ladybugs love to eat aphids. So I'll bring in a beneficial insect, a beneficial bug, like a ladybug who loves to eat aphids. I spread some ladybugs over that rose bush. They eat those aphids. Boom, problem solved.
Got it.
Okay, let's say the aphids are, you know, are overcoming the bush. Okay, well, then I need to decide, okay, are these aphids going to kill the plant, or are they, you know, just going to cause, you know, a little bit of damage? And then so I'll select maybe an organic spray soap or a pyrethrum that comes from, which is a natural insecticide that's derived from chrysanthemum flowers. Yep, I'll do that, and that might take care of it. But if the aphids at the end of this, you know, almost 5 to 6 step process that I go through every time I look at a plant, if it is so bad and it's going to kill the plant or it's going to cause, you know, severe economic damage, then I'll decide, okay, you know what, I need to come in with a much stronger control measure. And then that's where, you know, different pesticides come in. And again, there's a whole slew of those as we go through. But
and Kraut said it really does start with that decision tree.
And it starts by really doing nothing. And then we, you know, we go and we evaluate and, you know, just like a doctor. And if you're not feeling good, a doctor takes a look at you and says, hey, you know what, you might need to, you know, drink some more water. You're dehydrated. Or, hey, you know what, you need to adjust your diet. Or, you know what, you've got a virus, you know, we need to take some measures. So that's the way I look at it. And I think that's about the simplest way to describe IPM.
That's Paul Kraut. He's a PCA and a CCA for Helena Agra Enterprises on the Central Coast.